Long freeze frame. The floater from five. No, take up by Baker. Got it. The Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off the glass. And in my shot for 10. He hit the shot. He hit the shot.
And good evening. It's college basketball action from West Lafayette, Indiana, as the Morehead State Eagles visit third-ranked Purdue. Hi again, everybody. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Dean Harden. When you look at MSU's pre-OVC schedule, this is a contest that really jumps out at you, of course, led by National Player of the Year, 7'4", 300-pound Zach Edey. The Boilermakers are the favorites to win the Big Ten and also compete for a national title this season. It will be a stern test for Coach Preston Spradlin's reloaded Eagles to hang on and stay with Purdue on its home floor. Well, stay tuned. More pregame show is coming your way in just 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students, too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
In a world without Mountain Dew, life would be pretty dull. So grab yourself a Mountain Dew and get that incomparable blast of neon citrus flavor. Hey, if you're not having an outrageously good time, you're not drinking Dew. Do the Dew.
Welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle,
the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Transport yourself to an alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Zero sugar. All Dew.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Morehead State on the road for a tough one tonight, playing at number 3 Purdue. I'm joined by MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Preston, I mean, you look at this early schedule, and of all the games, this might be the toughest one. What a doozy. Number 3 Purdue, this is a team that should very well compete for a national championship.
Yeah, you know, the unfortunately the Denver Nuggets weren't available, so we went with the next toughest team we could find, and obviously really good Purdue team and just the body of work they've had over the years, and you know, coming off of a phenomenal year where they won 30 games, number one seed in the tournament. Obviously, didn't finish the way they wanted to, but they've got pretty much that entire team back, and they've added some quality pieces, some young freshmen, and some really experienced transfers. And so, great team. Obviously, the first thing that comes to mind is just, the size with Zach Edey, and rightfully so, terrific player, anchor, and focal point of what they do on both ends. But they've got great balance, Chuck. They got great size across the board. They got great skill. They really shoot it. They surround him with a talented group of guys who can deliver the ball to him and who can really share it, shoot it, and space the court themselves. They've got a dynamic playbook, and they're a really good defensive team as well. They don't get enough credit for that. And so going to be a great challenge for our team here tonight, but I'm really excited to see just how much we've grown in this short amount of time, quick turnaround from Alabama. Obviously a great performance against a Shawnee State team, but looking at two totally opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of the competition and talent that you're going against. So tonight's going to be a little bit tougher test.
Because they're so good at both ends of the floor, and you mentioned the size of Zach Edey, 7'4", 300 pounds, what's the plan defensively and what's the plan offensively?
Yeah, he's such a dynamic player. He demands so much attention. There's a lot of ways to try to defend him. I think you've got to try to do your work early. You can't let him catch it deep, and that's it's easier said than done. But you've got to make sure that you kind of wear on him. You can't give him a steady diet of the same defender or the same type of coverage, whether it's double teaming him or helping from the backside or whatever that may be. And so, for us, the challenge is just trying to really get our guys to have a confidence in the simplicity of how we're trying to defend him, and exactly what we're trying to do. And you've got to live with something in every defense that you do and whoever you're playing. And so I don't think he's a player that you stop. I think he's earned the right of National Player of the Year, and you got to try to slow him down. You got to try to limit his assist. You got to try to keep him off the glass, and you got to try to make the baskets he does get just a little more difficult to where he works for those. And but the big things are, you got to rebound the basketball, and you got to try to win the battle of transition. And for us, generating quality offense and getting great shots and great floor balance is typically the biggest challenge in these these Power Five type games because of the size and length and athleticism. And you've got to play discipline on both sides of the floor so that they don't get a chance to showcase that 94 feet.
Well, and the last point, this is another chance for your guys with a lot of new faces again to grow together.
Yeah, without question. It's always a process with so many new faces and guys figuring themselves out. And so we embrace that, this is a long time. You and I have been doing these interviews early in November playing against these quality opponents. And so that's what you're looking to do. You want to have a great show. You want to win, without a doubt. But you want to learn about your team. You want to fight. You want to figure out what's working, what doesn't. And the guys are learning that stuff as well. And the great challenge, too, against these quality teams like this is that you really have to play great team basketball. And when you don't do that, and that comes in many forms, on both sides of the floor. But when you don't do that is when, they're really effective. And so it's a great challenge for our guys. I thought we did a lot of positive things, like you and I talked about, coming off that Alabama game and just didn't quite finish possessions on either side of the ball. So good challenge for our guys to see how much we've grown in a short turnaround, 4 days ago.
And that's MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Meraz. More coming up in 2 minutes on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Moorhead, just off I-64 exit 133. Online at linexofmoorhead.com.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Moorhead State at Mackey Arena in West Lafayette, Indiana tonight with a big challenge, taking on the third-ranked Purdue Boilermakers. Let's introduce you to these two teams and their starting lineups. Purdue, under the direction of Matt Painter. Hard to believe it, but he's in his 19th season with the Boilers, a record of 414-198. Last year, they went 29-6, won the Big Ten with a 15-5 mark, and they're 1-0 this year after a victory at home the other night against Samford, bouncing the Bulldogs 98-45. Purdue, by the way, has won 15 straight in the month of November, and they've won 25 straight regular season non-conference games coming into this evening's action. For Coach Painter, he'll have three guards, a forward, and a center. The first guard is Fletcher Lawyer, a 6'4 sophomore from Fort Wayne, Indiana, averaging 11 points and 1.7 rebounds last year. Braden Smith, the second guard, 6-foot sophomore from Westfield, Indiana, last year almost 10 points and 4 rebounds a game. And the third guard, a transfer from Southern Illinois University Carbondale, 6'1", 200-pound, fifth-year senior from Evanston, Illinois, Lance Jones. At SIU, he averaged 14 points a game last year. The lone forward is 6'9", 230-pound sophomore from Sellersburg, Indiana, Trey Kaufman Wren. And the guy that you've heard all about in the middle, Zach Edey, the reigning National Player of the Year, a consensus first-team All-American. He is 7'4", 300 pounds. He's a senior from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Last year, he averaged over 22 points and just about 13 rebounds a game while shooting 61% from the field. Moorhead State, under the direction of seventh-year head coach Preston Spradlin, who picked up his 115th victory as the MSU head coach the other night against Shawnee State with a 96-40 victory there. He's now the fourth winningest coach in Moorhead State basketball history. Here's his lineup, just like we saw the other night, three guards and two forwards. The point guard to start will be Drew Thelwell, the All-OVC pick, 6'3" senior from, or rather junior from Orlando, Florida, averaging 11 points, 4 rebounds, and over 2 assists last game, or last year. Jordan Lathan is the second guard, 6'4" graduate student from Grandview, Missouri. The third guard, Khalil Thomas, UMass Lowell transfer, 6'5", 200-pound graduate student from New Orleans. And the forwards, Riley Minix and Deontay Miles. Minix is off to a great start, 37 points in the first two games of the season. Went to Southeastern Florida last year, was an NAIA All-American, 6'7", graduate student from Barrow Beach, Florida. In the middle for Moorhead State will be Zach Ayemi to start, 6'9", 260-pound graduate student from Houston, Texas, where last year he averaged 5 points, about 3 rebounds a game. We do understand that the usual starting center for Moorhead State, Xavier transfer, 7-foot Deontay Miles, should be available for tonight's game. We'll see. Officials for this ball game, Bill Jacobson, King Whetstone, which would be a great name for a magician. Let's hope he's not too magical out there with his calls tonight. And the third official is Kevin Mayer. Moorhead State at number 3, Purdue tonight. Coming back with more here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. to the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Welcome back. Morehead State on the road tonight for action against third-ranked Purdue. These two teams, talking about Morehead State and Purdue, have only met twice before. The first meeting, won by Purdue back in 1985 by 10 points in West Lafayette. Both games actually played up in Indiana. And the last meeting came in early December of 2016 with Purdue rolling to a 90-56 victory over the Eagles. So Morehead State looking for its first ever victory against Purdue, against probably the best Purdue team they've ever faced.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a heck of a week for Morehead State. Open up with 24th-ranked Alabama, then you get a breather the night before last in Johnson Arena against a NAIA foe, and then, oh boy, the degree of difficulty goes up exponentially.
Which means a lot, right?
Yeah, a whole lot. Tons. Yeah, I mean, and it's hard to find the adjectives for this Purdue team. I mean, really, really good, just doesn't quite cut it. And like you said, this is probably, arguably, best Purdue team ever. They've got the best player in the league. A lot of people were shocked that he came back. He could be making millions in NBA right now.
Yeah, he could be. I mean, he is going to make millions in the NBA. As I call him, he's just an absolute freak of nature. At 7'4", 300 pounds, they used to call Shaquille O'Neal the diesel. This guy is probably the aircraft carrier. When he wants to go someplace, he's going to get there.
Well, and he's, you know, we talked about it this morning. We were talking on the phone about, we covered a lot of bases this morning.
That's right.
But one of the
some
things,
that we can't repeat on here, but, you know.
Well, most of it, yeah. But it's true to form. But, you know, we made the comment that, you know, when he decides to go somewhere, he's going to go.
And he's going to push over any defender or push through any defender who's there, and he can legally do it. He's just so big.
Yeah.
Well, right now we have a moment. Let's go ahead and step aside for 10 seconds and station identification. This is Basketball Tonight on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
State will be wearing the road black uniforms with the blue numbers and letters and a bit of gold trim. As for Purdue, the old gold home uniforms with black numbers, black letters, and some white trim around the letters and numbers. And we're looking at Purdue at its bench area right now, and Zach Edey just towers everybody who's nearby.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is, he's not just big. He's talented. He's got tools. He can do some things. And, you know, we were talking, like I said, talking this morning, so, you know, what a nightmare matchup he is for us. Well, he's a nightmare matchup for everybody they play.
Now, and here's the thing. He's been playing organized basketball, Dean, for only 6 years.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Can you imagine what he would have been if he'd have been a player?
Yeah. I mean, this is a guy who is potentially going to be an all-NBA type level player.
Sure.
He's got that kind of skill level and that kind of talent, and with his size and weight, really anybody in the NBA will have trouble matching up with him. Outside the Big Ten or anybody else in college basketball, the NBA guys will have difficulties with him.
Sure, they'll have to reckon with him. He will have to, I think, learn to move a little better. Once he gets to the league, you know, then they'll work with him, and that's the best basketball in the world. But I think he'll do just fine once he gets to the NBA. And he's right now on this level, he's tough to do anything with.
Purdue the other night shot 55% from the field, 16 of 29 also from 3-point land in the victory over Samford, 98-45, and in just 20 minutes of play, Edey had a double-double, 16 points, 11 rebounds. He also blocked 4 shots. He's in the center circle, and he'll be up against MSU's Riley Minix.
I think a big thing right now for Morehead State is Samford got smacked in the mouth. It was very similar to Morehead State's Alabama game. Purdue smacked them in the mouth really quick. They got out, what, 21-1? I think Morehead State, we mentioned it to each other right before we went on air. If we can see Morehead State get out to a little bit of a start, don't just get blitzed from the get-go, you know, they have a chance of having a successful evening.
Smith toward the left hash for Purdue, driving right of the lane to the block for the baseline to the goal. Ball knocked away out of his hands. Coming up with it, Jordan Lathan for Morehead State. Back behind him he goes, and high left off to Thelwell. Down the near wing to Lathan. Out front to Minix and toward the corner. Lathan wide open, steps into a three ball and missed it off the iron. Rebound knocked to the hardwood. We've got a foul right off the bat.
Yep. Not a bad shot, but Lathan had looked good for a long, long time. Just finally rimmed out. They got Lathan with the foul.
And for Jordan, that will be his first. Purdue comes the other way. Morehead State will drop inside the half-court line to defend. As Purdue works the basketball outside the far block, Edie with it, checked by Ayemi. Now they double him. Now the ball stripped away, loose on the hardwood, and we've got a Morehead State foul yet again.
I believe they're going to get, I believe that was Minix coming over, trying to double.
Lathan inbounding. Edie at the far sideline. Back out to Smith. Smith working left of the lane. He'll jump into a 15-footer, and Purdue leads 2-0.
There's a nice little play. They just ran kind of like an inside out. Smith just reversed, went right down the left wing. Interesting little play.
Bellwell has it toward the right hash. He'll circle off a screen up top. Got it to the cutting Minix. He'll get to the baseline toward the far corner. And now a shot put up from the far corner and missed by Morehead State. 2-0 Purdue leads. Boilers on the run. Here's Jones the other way on the breakout. He'll scoop and score.
Jones just outran the whole Morehead State team back to the other end.
4-0 in favor of the Boilermakers. .1805 left to go in the first half. We're having some issues with our picture. That's why we're a little bit slow with some things right now.
And another foul on Morehead State. I believe they're going to get... I think that's Ayemi with the foul.
So it's number three on Morehead State.
Yep.
Purdue yet to foul. Baseline inbound, outside the right block. Edie on Ayemi tries to back into the paint, turns, hooks with a left hand off the glass and threw in the big guys on the board. It's only a matter of time. He's going to get his points and rebounds. The key is to try to stop everybody else. MSU in the offensive end. Thomas from the left wing. Ball worked around now. And now with it, Lathan left to the lane from 12. It'll curl out, no good. Floor rebound. Kaufman Wren. To Smith. Smith back out. Straight away. Fires up a three. No. Tapped up by Edie. No. Rebound tap long. Back to Kaufman Wren. Wide left. That three ball missed by Lawyer. And now a tap in by Edie.
Now Edie tapped it over to the other side of the lane. And he found, well, I think it was Mason Gillis was over there. It might have been Kaufman Wren.
Kaufman Wren.
Yeah.
8-0. In favor of Purdue, and Morehead State will take a 30-second timeout to regroup. And this is exactly what you did not want to have happen. Samford got down to Purdue the other night, 21-1.
Yeah, and we mentioned it right before the tip that, you know, Morehead State doesn't need to get that kind of start going. They need to get in some kind of rhythm. Don't get down so quickly. Remember Monday night against Alabama? Alabama came out red hot. Hit to what, the first eight shots, and
yeah,
three or four of them were three-pointers. That's exactly what Morehead State does not want to hear tonight. Morehead State's
0-for-4 from the field thus far. And some of those were actually pretty good looks, Dean, that they didn't hit.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, Khalil Thomas has let 2 3-pointers fly. One of them was that first three-pointer. We called it as Lathan because we couldn't see. But that was Khalil, and it looked good for a long time, just rimmed out. So we talked about it on Wednesday night with on the TV side, how I think Khalil Thomas is one of those players where you start talking about the missing offense from last season that Morehead State has to make up. I think Khalil's one of those players that they definitely are going to be looking to.
Bellwell down the middle across the timeline. Works high left against the zone. Top of the key, Minix. He'll move in free throw line. Lost the dribble, picked away by Smith. He'll come left to right to the offensive end for the Boilermakers. High left to Jones and back to Smith. Off the screen for three. Swish.
Smith's a really good shooter.
And now it's 11 to nothing in favor of the Boilermakers. MSU trying to get on the board. Again, it had some good shots, just haven't clicked on anything yet. Bellwell, wide left, working into a couple of defenders, spins to his right. High left, back to Minix to the sideline, and Thomas, cross-court right side. Moving inside the lane, Latham with a runner from about 13. He missed it with one hand. Edie the rebound.
Just a little short for Latham on that one. He went up and had a pretty good look at it, but just left it a little short.
Here's Smith driving back to Edie. He gets tangled up with the Morehead State player and fouled.
Deontay Miles checked in.
Who just came in, and for Miles, he'll pick up his first foul. Maybe he's a little better matchup for Edie at 7 feet even, 240 pounds.
Yeah, I mentioned Braden Smith after he drained that last three. He's one of one from behind the arc. The other night against Samford, he was 4 of 5 from three-point land.
Edie line right for two. First free throw up and in. He's a pretty good free throw shooter for a big guy. Last year at 73%. Yep. He's got three in the ball game now, and it's 12 zip Boilermakers.
Yeah, he's a talented player. He's not just a big immovable force. I mean, he's got skills.
Big right-hander steps into the second free throw, and right down the tube that one goes. 13-0 Purdue. Morehead State will face some backcourt pressure as Thelwell brings it up on Smith. Left of the logo, offensive end. Spins it back out to Ricks. Ricks wide left to Miles coming out. Miles a bounce back behind him, curling around the arc. Thelwell driving, got inside the lane on Edie behind the back feed, and he traveled with a basketball. Morehead State with its second turnover.
Yeah,
well, Thelwell got up against Edie and had no place to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's like dribbling up and facing, just find yourself faced with a 12-story building.
Yeah, exactly.
Nowhere to go.
Smith down the middle, angles toward the left hash and down the far sideline. Swings it to his right, driving the paint. The runner from 10 got it. Boy, they're making this look almost too easy. Smith already with seven markers, 15-0 Purdue.
Yeah, Braden Smith came out to play tonight.
Bellwell drives to the left hash. Now off a double screen up top, goes between the circles, backs up to the logo.
It's a nice hedge by Kaufman. Wren really made Drew go way out of his way, a place he didn't want to go.
Thomas with it to the right corner. Latham, he'll shoot the three, and Morehead State's finally on the board.
Finally, the lid comes off for Morehead State.
15-3, though, Purdue and the Boilers have the basketball. Smith, left side, coming out, Kaufman Wren. Head of the key, Edie. He'll bounce toward the left elbow, pick it up now, wants help, can't find it. Finally to the far hash, and Smith. Smith holding, looking. He'll drive the wing back to the far side. Three ball put up and missed by
Jones.
And now the rebound cleared off Morehead State. Latham across the line. Works at the logo. Coming up top, catching Miles. Wide right, Ricks. He'll take it to the paint. He'll scoop with a left hand. Off the glass, it'll rattle and go.
It's a nice little handoff. They get it to Eddie Ricks on the left, basically the left elbow. And he went right down the left side of the lane. Put up a scoop shot a la what Drew Thelwell does a lot. Shielding the block from Edie and gets a nice bucket.
6'7" freshman gets his first two. Edie inside the lane. He'll turn, hook over Miles, off the iron twice and a miss, and a rebound Morehead State. Latham races offensive end, near corner, wide open Ricks. He'll shoot the three, air ball. Hauled down far block by Lawyer. Lawyer bouncing at the right wing offensive end. Nearly walked with it. Free throw line, Edie down inside the lane. Kaufman Wren spins, lays it up and in.
Kaufman Wren goes 6'8". He was going up against, I think it was Jordan Latham. who got basically in transition defense, you just pick somebody up, and Lathan giving up basically 4 inches and several pounds, and it's a big mismatch.
17-5 Purdue, 13:44 to go in the half. Now a reach-in foul on Jones from behind on Lathan. That's
the legal screen.
Legal screen against Morehead State.
Yep.
Yep. Nothing going right now.
No.
That will take us to a media timeout with 13:43 remaining in the first half in West Lafayette. Purdue, number 3 in the country, leads Morehead State 17-5 on the Eagle Sports Network.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Morehead State on the road with 13:43 left to go in the first half, trailing third-ranked Purdue 17-5. Shooting numbers, Morehead State 2 of 8 from the field, Purdue 7 of 11, MSU outside the arc 1 of 4, same for the Boilers. Meanwhile, rebounding 7-2 home team. And Morehead State had to weather that early storm that we talked about, Dean, and Mackey Arena, the Boilermakers, and their fans knew that this was going to be a great team they're going to have this year, yeah. And they sold out every single game already this season.
Well, they have sold out.
And they've got a big crowd again tonight.
Yeah, excuse me. I'm sorry walking on you. They have sold out now since, I think, I read it. I can't find the quote, but I think it's since they haven't had a non-sellout in Mackey Arena since, I think, 2015. So, and now the ticket prices are higher and the ticket's hotter.
Jerome Morton has come in for Morehead State, joining Ricks, Trent Scott, Khalil Thomas, and Riley Minix. Mason Gillis, a 6'6 senior, has joined the Purdue lineup. Boilers with a basketball, Lawyer, Smith, Edian, also now Hyde in the lineup, a 6'7 redshirt freshman. Lawyer down low, Edie to the goal, lays it up, missed it, too strong. Rebound ricochets off Gillis out of bounds at the baseline, and Morehead State will have it go right to left, 94 feet.
Well, Riley Minix was really battling Mr. Edie in there. He did what he could do, giving up, 5-6 inches? But he went up there with him, gave him a little bit of a bump, might have gotten away with a little bit of a foul.
Trent Scott moves in, pass high right to Minix, tipped away out of bounds at midcourt, far side. Morehead State will keep the basketball. With 16 on the shot clock.
One thing we really didn't mention is Purdue is an elite defensive team, too. They rank about third in defensive efficiency. So they're not only good on the offensive end, they're good on this end, too.
Scott drives the left arc out to Ricks, a bounce and high right. Back out for it, Morton. He'll drive, put it up high off the window. No off the iron. Rebound Purdue, and here come the Boilers hustling to the offensive end. Lawyer at the right wing swings it back out to Smith around the near side to Gillis. Gillis cross court, left side Lawyer. 16 on the shot clock. Lawyer moves in and back out between the circles to his right and Smith. Smith drives the angle, got in there, near corner. Gillis wide open for three. It'll rattle and go. Mason Gillis with his first points. Now it's 20-5 Boilermakers. Out of the backcourt, dueling Smith is Morehead State's Trent Scott, left hash to Thomas, out to Ricks. Bounce wide left, Minix. Back behind him, right to left for the basketball. Minix now straight away for three, and from about 24 feet, he bags it.
I like that action. They get a handoff from Mennix to, I believe that was Trent Scott, went around over to the left side of the key and just pitched it backwards deep, and Riley Mennix took care of it.
Well, Smith drives in there and drops it back to Edie, who slams it down at the other end. He's got 6 points, 22-8 Boilermakers, 11:49 to go in the first half. Trent Scott checking Coach Preston Spradlin for the play as he comes across the line on Smith toward the left hash. Between the circles, Eddie Ricks. Bounce high left, Minnick. Left to right behind him, Trent Scott moves in. Right elbow, near side, Ricks. Outside the left block, double-teamed is Minnick as he backs up along the wing. Cross court, high right, Trent Scott drives in. Ball knocked away, and this time I think Purdue has a foul. This will be the first on the Boilermakers.
I believe it's on Smith. Nope, they got it on Gillis.
Mason Gillis with the first foul of the game for his team, and we have another media timeout with 11:27 to go in the first half in West Lafayette. Your score, Purdue 22, Morehead State 8. I'm Chuck Morales with Dean Harden on the Eagle Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
There's just something about home. Whether it's getting home at the end of the day, being greeted by your dog or kids, or sitting on the front porch visiting with friends and neighbors, there's no place like home. We love hometown community events and the special people who make this region home to each of us. That's the background to Hinton Mills Homegrown Feed. Hinton Mills Feed is made fresh in our meals daily and sourced with many ingredients grown by local farmers. Our feed is made with care by familiar faces, especially for you, our friends at home. Fresh, local, Hinton Mills.
Well, Morehead State trailing Purdue, third-ranked team in the country, 22-8 with 11:27 left to go in the first half. Morehead State starting to find some footing, Dean, and not playing bad defense, really, but this Purdue team is tough to defend because they have so many different weapons.
Yeah, I mean, we talked a whole lot about Zach Edey, you know, at the top. But yeah, they've got other weapons, and they got and they're deep, and again, just I mean, they're just a whale of a basketball team, you know, one of the best in the country.
Showing Mark Freeman right now, who's on the Morehead State bench, preseason OVC Player of the Year, out for the season, likely with a wrist injury. He had surgery on it. It was the same wrist he had problems with from time to time last year. His left arm is in a sling, and he's got a cast around that left wrist right now.
Yeah, I hate it for Mark.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I hate it for Morehead State, hate it for the fans, but I really hate it for Mark. He's a good guy. And we saw him last year. He just became a warrior for Morehead State in a couple of games last year.
Trent Scott's at the line to the left. He'll be shooting two for Morehead State. Delwell, Rick, Scott, Minnix, and Miles, the Morehead lineup. Gillis first, Colvin, Hyde, and Jones for Purdue. Scott, the first free throw up, in. And Trent has his first point.
Here's another player that I think Morehead State, he's going to get his chances, but here's another player I think Morehead State is kind of looking to hey, you know, we don't have Mark Freeman. We need more than one person, and he's going to be one of them. I think they want to see him elevate his game, step up, and really count on to be contributing.
Well, good job for Trent as he nails both free throws. MSU down by 12, defending inside the half-court line. Hyde looking for help as he's trapped. Up top he goes to Gillis. Gillis between the circles on Minnix, moving in toward the right elbow, right to left behind him. Here's Jones. He'll slash to the lane. Kick toward the left corner. With the basketball, Hyde, he gets to the baseline, missed the dunk, but he had help. He was fouled.
Yeah. Deontre Miles went flying out at him because he was going to go for a three, and when he basically went flying by him, the whole baseline was wide open, and he just went straight to the rack.
Scott with his first foul. for Morehead State, number 5. Hyde is line right for 2. First free throw up and nothing but the bottom of the net for Camden Hyde, a 6'7 redshirt freshman from Wayzata, Minnesota. Have you ever been there? I've never even heard of it. Second free throw on the way and good. Probably a nice place.
I'll give it benefit of the doubt anyway.
All right. Second free throw also good. 24-10 Purdue. Down central, Trent Scott. Worked off a slight screen from Minix. Back out front, he goes to his right and Thelwell. Drew pitches it left side. Rick's trying to angle in. Spins, lost the handle, but picked off out front by Thelwell. At the near sideline, he'll leave it for Scott. Scott will drive the paint, dish it to Riley Minix. He'll fake, reverse, lay it in.
Nice job by Trent Scott. He beat his person, hit a seam right at the elbow, drew some help, and that left Riley Minix on the right-hand side all alone.
Minix with 5, Morehead down 24-12. Here's Jones to the right block, to the baseline, to the goal with a scoop and score.
He went right up against Deontay Miles. He's giving up several inches, but got it up high off the glass. Nice soft touch.
26-12 with 10:17 to go in the half. Morehead State has Scott driving left to the lane. He'll try to get to the hole, fire up a wild shot. He missed it, but tapped in by Minix. 7 for Riley, and Morehead State down by 12 again. As Purdue comes the other way, Jones left to right across the timeline on Thelwell. Angles left, comes right. Comes high right. Wide left to Hyde, and he walked with a basketball. Check that, not Hyde, but Caleb First, who got in the ball game, 6'10 junior from Fort Wayne, Indiana, last year for the Boilers, averaging 5.5 points a contest.
Little brother Josh First is a freshman on this Purdue Boilermaker team.
After the inbound near side, Minix to Thelwell. Thelwell to the line, slowly across. Works at that big Purdue logo, now leaves it out front on the hop for Minix. One bounce left side, Ricks. Spins it back out to Thelwell. Thelwell at the right arc. Back to his left to the far side. To Morton. Morton outside the right blocks, whips it off to Minix. Minix on Gillis, trying to back in, fades from the lane, fires from 10, left it short off the front of the rim. Rebound knocked away out of bounds by Ricks, and Purdue has it to go the other way.
Not a bad thought from Minix. Just had a little bump into the chest and then a step back. Just left it a little short.
26-14, Purdue leads, has the basketball. Those lime green shoes. Purdue's Lance Jones, not hard to find on the floor. Wide right, he goes off to First. Now he'll spin around, fire up a three and miss it. Rebound knocked to the hardwood. Ricks has it, though, for Morehead State up the near sideline to the front court. He'll back it up to his right and to the logo. Bounce wide left to Miles coming out. Miles on First. Now out for it. Taking it from him is Morton. Now to Minix, high right for 3. Swish.
That was deep. That was well past the arc.
10 points for Riley Minix. Purdue might be number 3 in the country, but Minix says he's not impressed. 26-17. MSU down by 9 as they're crawling back into it.
Well, that's an offensive foul.
Jones comes around, takes a feed straight away, moving to his left, and fires a 3 and misses it. Ricks the rebound across the timeline, trying to get it to Morton. Ball knocked away from Jerome by Brian Waddell, who just came in. They're going to say last touch, though, Jerome Morton of Morehead State.
Yeah, Colvin, he shot the gap, and it was a long pass, cross-court diagonal pass to Ricks. Just a freshman in high school, that pass is completed. This level, especially at this level, that's not got a prayer.
Miles Colvin, 6'5 freshman from Indianapolis. He's the son of a former NFL linebacker by the name of Roosevelt Colvin. Colvin, who spent some time with the Chicago Bears, won a Super Bowl with the Patriots. Colvin has it wide right. Back high left to Jones. Inside the lane. Edie turns, hooks, scores, and he's fouled. And he'll get a free throw to boot.
And there's just Zach Edie doing what Zach Edie does.
Iami with the foul is 2nd. Morehead State now with 6. Edie already with 8 points, looking for number 9. Free throw line to our right. MSU making a lineup change.
Khalil Thomas coming in. Going in. Iami will sit back down.
Morehead State has Iami with 2 fouls and Lathan with 2.
So Morehead State going a little small right now because Deontay Miles is out of the game. So biggest man on the floor for Morehead State is Minix.
Well, Edie cans the free throw to finish off the 3-point play. He's got 9 markers in the ball game. Thomas leaves it out front for Ricks. Ricks holding between the circles, unguarded at this point. Now Minix, high left, comes out to take the bounce feed. Left to right behind him, Thelwell. To the right corner, it goes, and now Morton saves it in to Minix, left side. He'll try a three ball off the iron. No Morehead State player knocked down inside. That was Jerome Morton who hit the deck.
Yeah, they're going to get Hyde with the foul. He was battling Morton for a rebounding position down there in the paint.
And that is the second Purdue foul, and it takes us to our next media timeout. 7:53 remains in the first half in West Lafayette at Mackey Arena. Third-ranked Purdue leads Morehead State 29-17. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Rake in the savings as prices are falling on Allen's IGA. Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week include USDA Fresh Lean Store Ground Chuck, only $3.99 a pound. Five ripe avocados are just $5. And the large 16-ounce cans of Bush's Best Beans are four for only $5. Falling prices at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Purdue leads Morehead State by 12 with under 8 minutes to go until halftime, 29-17. Morehead State starting to make a little bit of a game of it, Dean Harden.
Yeah. They're competing. And, you know, we talked about it before we came on the air. When you have these kind of games, you know, anybody about the business part of college sports and basketball, you know why you're here. But you're here also to play basketball. And, you know, really what you want to have in these games, I mean, yeah, is it great if you could, you know, have the upset of the century? Sure, that's a bonus. But what you really want to do is be able to run your stuff, you execute what you do, and play and just compete. And right now, Morehead State's competing. They are, within reason, being able to run their package, what they're trying to do. And they're playing very, very hard on the defensive end with, you know, being well outsized.
Morehead State will inbound, baseline left. Morton puts it in as the Eagles work the offense to Thelwell. To the right side, Minix coming baseline right, cut off by Kaufman Wren. Back out to Morton. He'll fire a three and miss. Floor rebound knocked away out of bounds. Hyde was battling Morehead State's Khalil Thomas for the ball, and let's see who's going to get it. Looks Morehead like it might be
it went off Hyde.
Morehead State. Yep, and Morton will be the inbounder with 20 on the shot clock. Baseline to the near side. And it goes right side, Thelwell. He'll curl up top, head of the key, inside. Nice. Minix wide open for the two-hand slam.
And Matt Painter is a little less than impressed with this defensive unit he's got on the floor right now. Looked over and he just was shaking his head.
12 points for Minix. Morehead State down 29-19 as Purdue has Hyde with it toward the right elbow, holding high. Edie now. And when he holds it high, he's scraping a rafter.
It's high.
Smith. Down to Edie at the block, and he was being held. Morehead State had two defenders on Edie, and one of them will pick up a foul. It's Riley Minix with his first. Morehead State now with seven, so Purdue with 7:15 to go until halftime into the bonus. And that will mean Zach Edie will get 1+1 line right.
Riley Minix was asking the official, what am I supposed to do? Because Edie actually extended his right arm into Minix, and Minix is just saying, hey, I'm just trying to hold my own.
Edie already with 9 points, 4 rebounds in this contest.
Riley's really lobbying for another look the next trip down the floor to see what the battle is with Edie.
Edie with the first free throw right down the tube. It goes, so he's in the double figures to lead the Boilermakers. Monday against Samford, 19 points, 9 rebounds. And Only 20 minutes and 29 seconds. Edie with the next one. Looks up, pushes, and connects. He's 5 for 5 at the line. So, I mean, this is a guy who is really the complete package in so many ways.
He sure is. And he just, on both ends of the floor.
Thomas out to Ricks. Ricks has it high left. He'll shoot the three. Heel of the iron rolls off, no good. Rebound, Purdue. Lawyer grabbed it. Now to Smith. Smith on Thelwell. To the far side, Jones. He'll swing it to the far side. Kaufman Renan back out to Smith with 16 to shoot. High left. Coming forward, Edie. Back to Smith on the move for a three ball. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound inside the lane. Thelwell, Moorhead State. Right sideline to Morton. Crossover dribble toward the far sideline. Thomas looking for a shot. Had it taken out of his hands by Jones, who stepped out of bounds with it.
Yeah, Jones picked Khalil Thomas's pocket right there, and Morehead State lucky that he stepped on the sideline.
MSU will have it with a new shot clock far side. Jerome Morton, the George Rogers Clark product, will be the inbounder.
You know what I like about Jerome, what we've seen of him early is we saw at the Alabama game, we're seeing it here tonight. He's not fazed going up against these, you know, Power 5 conference teams. He's going up there, he's competing, and he's going after things hard.
They're going to rewind that shot clock down to 22. Morton inbounds to the right hash and Thelwell. Purdue right now man-to-man, wide left, Minix. Minix plays it down, trying to get by Edie. He'll fade and fire now from 16, swish.
Riley Minix is older than Zach Edie by about a year, year and a half. And he's played a lot of basketball, and he's got a lot of smarts. Yes, he comes from NAIA level, but he understands the game, and he's very smart, and he knows how to play.
Lawyer driving left of the lane to the block to the baseline, a scoop and a miss, and he's knocked down a whistle and a foul on Morehead State. He'll get two.
Deontay.
By the way, Minix has got 14 points. If that's Miles, that's his second.
That is on Miles. He was just a half a step late in getting to the spot. They got him with a block.
A foul on MSU, 31-21 to score Purdue. And with the Boilermakers in the bonus, line right for 1-1. Will this be two? It should be two. Yeah,
should
it is.
Two, yeah.
And Lawyer hits his first point from the free throw line. Last year he shot 79% in the stripe. 6'4 sophomore lines up the second one. Bears a striking resemblance to Dennis the Menace as he hits the next free throw. 33-20, doesn't he?
A little, yes.
Thelwell backside, one-on-one with Smith, comes across the timeline down the middle. Leaves it out front on the hop for Minix to the right hash and Morton. Morton to his left, backs up to the line, comes forward. Picks it up top of the key and goes to Thelwell at the near side to Minix right there and back to Thelwell. Bounce out front, Minix looking for help. He'll penetrate, move in, free throw line, fade and fire from 14, heel of the iron, no. Rebound slapped to the hardwood, Edie has it and he collects it and goes off to Smith. Smith whips it to Jones between the circles. Takes it down the left wing, ball tipped away out of bounds by Jerome Morton of Morehead State.
I think they got a foul. Nope. My bad.
21 to shoot. Purdue will have a far side inbound. Offensive end.
Well, they're going to take it on the baseline.
All right, yeah, they're going to switch it up.
I thought the ball went out there, too.
Lawyer inbounds. Left block extended, Edie. He tries to work his way in there, gets tangled up, lost the handle, stolen Morehead State.
Good job by Drew Thelwell.
Scott back behind him, Thelwell shoots up a three, Inside the paint, the rebound, Purdue, and here come the Boilers again.
Thelwell just doubled down from up top and was able to knock the ball loose.
Kaufman ran straight away, wide open, missed it. Rebound kicks left to Smith, he'll back it to the far corner, he'll fire another three. He missed that one, and Thelwell, this board for MSU. 33-21 Purdue, 5 minutes to go in the half. Miles out front, left to right behind him. Thelwell for the basketball. He'll penetrate near corner, wide open. There's Scott for a triple. That doesn't go down the drain. Edie had the rebound, lost it, but it was tapped out of his hands by Miles. So it will be Purdue basketball to go 94 feet left to right.
Both teams pretty cold from outside. Morehead State, 2 of 10 from behind the arc. Purdue, 3 of 11. So.
And a lot of those 10, Dean, have been pretty good looks. That last one was wide open.
Yeah, it was a good look, but it wasn't close. I mean, both these teams looking like they're bland enough brick to put a new wing on Mackey Arena.
Smith to the far side. Lawyer fakes and goes down to the left block, and Kaufman Wren turns, dump inside Edie between three Morehead State defenders. and he's pulled down, nearly went down into a full squat, and it'll be a foul on MSU.
Naimi, I think.
And they're going to call it on Trent Scott instead, his second. So Morehead State has Scott, Naimi, Miles, and Lathan, each with two fouls. And that is, I think, foul number 9 on Morehead.
Correct.
And that will be 1 plus 1.
It'll
Edie,
10.
They're going to give him, well, he gets the double bonus, so he's got two. And now he hits his sixth free throw of the ball game. He's 6 of 6 at the line. 12 points for Zach Edie. Second one on the way with a right hand. And again, down the middle it goes. 13 for the big guy. 35-21. Purdue rebuilds the lead to 14 points. 4:33 to go in the half. Trent Scott trying to get across the line on Jones. Finally does so. Leaves between the circles for Ricks. Knocked away by Jones on a reach-in foul.
Yeah, he got a whole lot of Eddie Ricks' forearm there. Jones is so quick laterally. That's the thing that impresses me with him when he's playing defense. He's so fast laterally.
First foul on Jones, third on Purdue. 20 to shoot. Right hash inbound, Morehead State. They were going to have Ricks do it. Now they'll switch up and let Thelwell be the inbounder. Back toward the line and to the right of the logo, Scott. Down the far wing to Thomas. Thomas, one bounce, back out Thelwell between the circles. Thelwell toward the left elbow, to the right of the lane. He'll take it to the hole with a right-hand scoop and score.
That was a really savvy move because when he veered back over to the right-hand side of the lane, he used a natural pick by Zach Ayemi, and Edie couldn't get to him.
Smith from the right side from 16, missed the jumper. Rebound, baseline right, Kaufman Wren. The Boilers will redial the shot clock. He'll turn to the right block, spin around with one hand, fire it through.
Kaufman Wren came from the top of the key on that miss to get that rebound down on the right short corner.
He's got 6 points, 37-23. Morehead State with a basketball and trailing. Ricks on the drive. To the far side it goes to Scott, and we've got, I think, a foul on Kaufman Wren. It'll be his first. And number 4 on Purdue. That takes us to immediate timeout. 3:40 remains in the first half at Mackey Arena in West Lafayette, Indiana. Purdue 37, Morehead State 23. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, gatewaycycles.com.
Morehead State trailing at Purdue with 3:40 left to go in the first half, 37-23. Purdue is shooting over 52% from the field. Morehead State 37.5, rebounding right now to the Boilermakers 15-9. Neither team has shot it well from three-point land.
Nope.
Purdue is 2 of 10, Morehead State 3 of 11. But here's a big difference in the ballgame. Purdue 11 of 11 at the free throw line. Morehead State perfect from the line, but it's just 2 of 2.
Yeah, and that's, you know, Morehead State's battling defensively. They're undersized in relation to the Boilers, and so they've had to really play very hard. They've tried to make it kind of a ground out, grinding type game, but the officials are being a little tight with that whistle. I'm not saying they're doing a bad job, but they're just not allowing that kind of contact.
Well, when you're that much smaller, you have to battle more physically, and that's where a lot of fouls come from.
Exactly.
Morehead State has it baseline left on the inbound. Ball comes to Minix at the far side. To Trent Scott at the right hash. Back behind him, Minix collects and goes top of the key. Baseline left. There's Ricks on the move. Throws it inside. Knocked down as he threw the pass. The pass was stolen, and there was contact. And I think Fletcher Lawyer of Purdue will get a foul.
Yeah.
And that'll be his first and the fifth on the Boilermakers.
Lawyer was trying to cut off the baseline of Ricks, and he just got there about a half step late. They call him for the block.
Ricks baseline right. 20 on the shot clock to inbound. Way out front to reset to Trent Scott. Scott on Jones, curls off a screen, goes left to the lane, can't find a shot, gets it to the trailing Ricks to the hole, over Edie, fires a short shot, missed, follows up and scores. J.D. Ricks with good hustle right there, and now he's got 4 points.
Sure was, Eddie. He hung up there and took a little bump from Edie, and then Edie had to step back off the contact, and that allowed Ricks the putback opportunity.
Lawyer down low, left block extended, Kaufman red. Banging with Ricks, turns inside the lane, the 10-footer spins off, no good, but too much body by Eddie Ricks, and Eddie picks up his first personal. With Purdue already in the double bonus, that means it'll be two free throws either way.
Preston
or Spradlin. Trey Kaufman-Wren.
Excuse me, Preston Spradlin getting after that official that made the call and said, well, what about on the other end? Which has been going on all day.
Kaufman-Wren with the first missed free throw of the night for either team. We'll have a second one. Last year, a little bit of a struggle at the line for Kaufman-Wren, 64%. Here's his second one on the way. Launches with the right hand. That will spin and go down the drain.
That looked a lot better than 64%. That was a pretty nice-looking stroke.
Yep. 7 points for Kaufman-Wren as Mason Gillis. I want to say
Dobie
Gillis. Yeah.
I knew where you were going.
Mason Gillis comes in, the 6'6 senior from Newcastle, Indiana for Purdue. They've got Gillis, Lawyer, Smith, Edie, and Hyde on the floor. Morehead State, Minix, Thomas, Scott, Ricks, and Thelwell. Scott across the line, works the point for MSU. Left side coming around, Thelwell. On Smith, he'll drive the angle into Edie. He'll scoop with the right hand. No one came over to defend. Off the glass and in. 4 points now for Drew Thelwell.
It was just a nice little runner by Drew. Went up off 1 foot and had to stop short, well short of the basket because Edie was there protecting the rim.
Smith back to Edie inside the lane. He powers to the hole and puts it off the window and through.
And you just can't defend that.
No, not at all. 40-27, Purdue.
Edie rolls to the rim and they just throw it up high and he goes and gets it. Nobody else is up that high.
Ricks between the circles, bounce wide left, Minix. A bounce right to left behind him, Thelwell. Can't penetrate, backs up, curls around to the right side and whips it off to the far side. And Thomas comes baseline on the drive. Far side Minix straight away. There's Thelwell with a three and a miss. Rebound inside the paint for Purdue is Edie. Edie to Lawyer. Lawyer down the near sideline, now cutting left between the circles, and we've got a bump and a foul on Morehead State.
Wow, that's a very tight whistle.
First foul on Khalil Thomas. And that means Smith headed to the free throw line for Purdue. Smith last year, one of the best free throw shooters in the Big Ten at 87%. He's got 7 points in this ball game, all from the field. He'll get two here with his team in the double bonus, and he bags the first.
Yeah, Thomas was just trailing through. He was trying to blow up the screen. The screener actually bumped him, and there wasn't a whole lot of contact with Smith, but it was a quick whistle.
Smith with his second free throw, also nothing but net. Purdue back up by 15 at 42-27. Inside 2 minutes to go in the half. Ricks leaves it out front for Minix on the bounce. Right to left behind him, Scott. Scott down the right arc. Wants Minix. Instead, cross court near side. Catch and shoot three for Khalil Thomas. Off the inside of the rim and no. Kicks out to the near corner. Edie tracks it down off the hardwood and goes to Smith. Smith toward the top of the key. Jumps into a three ball. No. Fight for the rebound. Ricks took it away from two Boilermakers. Waits for things to clear and now jogs it down the floor to the right side and Thomas and back out to the logo and Thelwell.
It's not a good shot, but Smith on the other end way early in the shot clock for that shot.
Looks like man-to-man right now for Purdue as Minix behind him to Thelwell coming right to left, high right. Minix, he'll fake, move in free throw line, take it to the lane, kick near corner, open Ricks. He'll shoot the three. That won't go down the drain. Tapped out, Minix has it toward the top of the key. Spins to his right, 14-foot jumper, got this one.
Our state's playing so hard. I mean, they are just battling so hard.
Riley Minix with 16 points to lead all scorers in the contest. Inside a minute to go, Morehead down 42-29. Purdue player who's trying to set a screen goes flying. That's Kaufman-Wren as the Boilermakers control. Smith right of the lane to Edie, knocked away, and out of bounds it goes. Morehead State basketball. That was Minix with a nice deflection right there to cause the turnover.
Yep. The Purdue player that went down, he tripped on Edie, who was setting a cross screen. He tripped on that big sneaker. Looks like a speed bump.
Like a canoe. 42-29. Purdue with 35 seconds to go in the half. Across the line, Ricks.
Put an Evan Root on the back of that shoe.
Through the emblem. Far side. Coming back, Thelwell. He'll retreat to the line to the far side. Minix, guarded by Gillis. He'll cut the angle, spin, look at a double team, and back out to Thelwell. Eight to shoot. Drew has it knocked away. Slides on the floor. Got it to Minix. Five to shoot. Morehead State running out of time. Minix drives to the lane. Throws up a wild shot. No, but cleaned up and scored by Ricks, but it won't count. A shot clock violation, Morehead State. Yeah, with 10.8 seconds to go.
Drew Thelwell got in a world of hurt when he slipped. And then that just pretty much sealed the fate for the possession for the Eagles.
10.8 seconds to go. Purdue by 13 here late in the first half will have the possession. And they'll go 94 feet left to right. I think they're going to switch up on the inbounder as they're going to send Braden Smith back there to do the honors. Morehead State picking him up all over the floor, trying to force them to use time. They won't guard the inbounder, though. Smith looking for Jones, not open. Instead, to Lawyer, to the running Smith. He races offensive end. 8 seconds to go. Right corner, Gillis in the lane. Edie knocked away by Minix. Stolen by Khalil Thomas from about midcourt. The three ball, back of the rim, a miss, and that's how the half ends. Well, Morehead State, after getting down early, trying to make a game of it, they're still in this one at the break in West Lafayette, Indiana, at Mackey Arena. It's number 3, Purdue, 42, Morehead State, 29. I'm Chuck Meraz, along with Dean Harden. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
I'm Chuck Meraz, along with Dean Harden. Morehead State at halftime, trailing at number 3, Purdue, 42-29. Dean, Purdue got up by as many as 15. Morehead State hung around there, and after getting down early in the contest, I think it was 8-0.
Yep.
The Eagles started to chip away and chip away, and played pretty well.
They did. Haven't shut them all well at all, especially from behind the arc. Purdue hadn't either, for that matter. But we talked about it in the pregame. Morehead State couldn't afford to, just get blasted early like Purdue did to Samford the other night and like Alabama did to Morehead State Monday night. But they weathered that early storm and they battled, and that's the other thing we talked about. What we want to see in these kind of games, compete. They've done that very, very well. They've played extremely hard. And for the most part, especially in the offensive end, they've been able to run their stuff, and they've done a pretty good job with it.
Let's go ahead and look at the numbers for the first half of play. Again, 42-29, Purdue in front. For the Boilermakers, they're led by their star right now, Zach Edey, with 15 points to go along with 7 rebounds in the contest. From there, Braden Smith with 9. You've got Kaufman Wren with 7. 4 points for Jones, 3 points for Gillis, 2 points apiece for Hyde and Lawyer. First played but did not score. Same thing for Miles Colvin. The Boilermakers, 13 of 25 from the field, 52%, 2 of 11 outside the arc, 14 of 15 at the free throw line. Out-rebounding MSU, 17 to 13. Purdue, like Morehead State, with 5 turnovers. For MSU, a game-high 16 points to lead the way, Riley Minix. From there, you fall down to Eddie Ricks and also Drew Thelwell, each with 4, 3 points for Jordan Lathan, Trent Scott with 2, Jerome Morton, Khalil Thomas, Zach Iemi, and Deontay Miles got on the floor but did not put up a point. MSU just 12 of 32 from the field, 37.5%, only 3 of 14 outside the arc. That's a shade above 21%, 2 of 2 at the line. Again, out-rebounded 17 to 13. Again, MSU with 5 turnovers. At the half in West Lafayette, Purdue leads Morehead State 42-29. I'm Chuck Meraz with Dean Harden. We'll step aside here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hardy's newest handcrafted recipe, candied bacon, coated with caramelized brown sugar and a hint of pepper. Try it on a made-from-scratch breakfast biscuit with egg and cheese, or with charbroiled Angus beef on a signature Frisco burger, or as its own salty sweet snack pack. Any time of day, candied bacon brings savory sweetness to all your favorite things. At Hardy's, goodness in the making. For a limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Aaron Hirsch, coordinator of education abroad at MSU. Aaron, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, as I understand, a big part of education abroad is the Gilman Scholarship. For anyone who doesn't know, can you just explain what it is in a nutshell?
So the Gilman Scholarship is given through the U.S. State Department. It's the Benjamin A. Gilman Scholarship. And what it essentially allows is for a student who doesn't come from high economic status, if you get a Pell Grant, which is the majority of our students at Morehead State, it allows you to get between $3,000 and $5,000 to spend on your study abroad experience, which for most programs will cover the majority of your program. We work on this program, on the scholarship, year-round, in order to get the application which is essentially about a 3.5-page essay. I tell most students, if you write a page for $1,000, you can get $3,000 for 3 pages. You give me a little more, you're going to stay a little longer, I can get you up to $5,000. But we had 12 students last year get this scholarship, and the expectation is not that we get 13 or 14. The expectation in our office is that we get 24 or 25. The more students we have apply, and you can apply multiple times if you don't get it the first time, but we'll work with you in order to make this essay a winning essay to make it work. It's over $22 million, so don't feel like, oh, they ran out of money or there's not enough fundings for this. There's plenty of funding. We just need more of our students to apply so more of our students can have study abroad be a free experience in terms of the financial end.
And you review some of these papers, so you know what to look for in them.
So I evaluate these on a national level. So I evaluate anybody who's not from Morehead State. I actually don't look at any from the state of Kentucky. But I'll look at applications from New York, from California, from Florida, from different colleges. So I have an idea of what you should say or what you shouldn't say. And it's not a yes or a no answer for the ways that you can approach this essay. But I can tell you, for a specific major, for a specific program, what you've written for me is something I see a lot of, and it's something that doesn't typically get selected. So we look at different ways that you can set yourself apart.
And you've gone so far as to create a Blackboard course for this.
Basically, what we do now is we put students into a Blackboard shell where they have assignments and they, with revisions for every assignment. So you're like, oh, it's only 4 assignments with like 1 or 2 revisions for each one of these assignments. But once you've completed the assignments for this essentially Blackboard shell, you have what you need to submit your application to Gilman.
Aaron, thank you so much for joining us. This has been Morehead State Today with our guest, Aaron Hirsch, Coordinator of Education Abroad. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Today we have 2 very special guests on our program, introducing Len and Lime.
Hello.
For new Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
New Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit 1. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Morehead State trails at Purdue at the half, setting up for second half action. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Chuck Moraz along with Dean Harden. Dean, as we look ahead toward the second half for Morehead State, a couple of keys. I think I like the fact that when they've gone smaller defensively, that seems to bother Purdue because of the quickness. But at the same time, Morehead State needs to get somebody else besides Riley Minix to score points. He's got 16 of the team's 29 markers.
Yeah, we'll take the first part first that you said. Morehead State went small, and it seemed to help them a little bit on defense. They were a little quicker. They were able to get some steals. I know there was one where Drew Thelwell doubled back down off the top of the key and knocked it out of Edie's hands. There were a couple others that it really seemed to fluster Purdue just a little bit, in keeping them from going where they wanted to go. On the other end of the floor, yeah, just got to find somebody to make some shots. I know you went through the numbers. Morehead State, 3 of 14 behind the arc. And most of those were good shots. They're just not going down. And so, you know, if Morehead makes two of those shots, we're going to get a single-digit ball game.
You know, the one thing is, Khalil Thomas, who is a streak shooter, we know that.
Yeah.
0-4 in the first half from the field, nothing of 3 beyond the arc. If he turns that around and starts to hit his shot, that's going to do a lot of really good things to help Morehead State offensively.
Oh, absolutely.
Besides the points, but it's going to give other people opportunities.
Oh, absolutely. And that's going to be a big key, I think, for Morehead State. And I kind of alluded to it earlier. I think it's going to be something that we're looking for all year, is for Khalil to, you know, to start to get his and get off better. Another high, you know, I think a bright spot for Morehead State is the play of Eddie Ricks in that first half. He leads Morehead State with 5 rebounds. He only trails Edie, who has 7. And he's a freshman that has really impressed me the first 2.5 games that we've watched. He's not fazed by the stage, and he just goes and plays hard.
42-29, Purdue at home leads Morehead State. We'll come back with the second half here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings, and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
Congratulations. If you're receiving this message, you are incredibly lucky. For the McRib has decided to grace your McDonald's with its presence once again. Because everyone deserves to experience one before it's gone. But don't brag too much. A lot of the other places aren't as lucky. The McRib is back.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
And we're getting set for the second half. Morehead State down by 13. We were talking during our halftime feature, Dean. MSU got down to start this game 15-0. So if you look at it this way, since that point, they've actually outscored the Boilermakers.
By 2? Yes. Yeah. And, you know, and that was one of the things we talked about pregame is because Purdue, the Boilers, they just whacked Samford on Monday night, just right square across the mouth, and Samford never recovered. Very similar to what we saw at Alabama and down in Tuscaloosa on Monday night. Morehead State spotted the tide early. Of course, Alabama came out just scorching hot from the floor. But Morehead State battled back, and we've seen them really battle again here tonight to get back. And again, I think the word for me is compete, and they're being very, very competitive right now to a tremendously good basketball team.
MSU will have Lathan, Thelwell, Thomas, Minix, and Miles on the floor. Purdue, Lawyer, Smith, Kaufman, Wren, Edie, and Jones. MSU with the basketball, Miles high left, the bounce back behind him, right to left. Here comes Minix for 3. Back of the rim, no. Rebound kicks long to Smith, who comes across the timeline toward the right hash and moving left between the circles. He's on Thelwell as he looks it off to the near side, and Lawyer left to the lane. Edie, double team there, taking a lot of contact. Throws it out to Smith to the right side. Lawyer, open look 3, spins out of the iron. No. Morehead State, the rebound. Coming up with it, Jordan Lathan. Lathan to the offensive end, to the far side, open. Khalil Thomas, long 3, got that one to go down.
That was deep. That was right beside the hash mark. That's way out there. We talked about it. You mentioned it at halftime. You know, this is a player that he's very, very streaky. Let's see if that gets him off and he can start stringing a few together.
MSU within 10, first time they've been there since very early in the game. Edie toward the right elbow. Back behind him, left to right, Smith comes around for a 20-footer. Wouldn't go in. Edie slaps the rebound off the hardwood. Taken away, though, by Lathan. Morehead State possibly 3-on-2. Thomas, left side of the lane. Minix, wraparound layup try. Scooped it up and missed it. Needy a rebound again for the Boilermakers.
And Kaufman Grant had it really altered the shot from Minix. He had it blocked. Minix had to go underneath to the other side.
Jones driving on Lathan at the other end. Takes it to the hole and scores. 6 now for Lance Jones. Lance Jones is a good-looking player.
He sure is. He's a very good-looking player.
Bellwell bounce wide left at the arc. Minix back to the near side. Bellwell nearly fell down. Got it. Collects it and goes out to Thomas straight away. Another long three off the iron, off the glass, and a miss and a rebound. Braden Smith for Purdue.
That's my different zip code out there for Khalil. That was deep.
Smith to the left side. Got it back to the trailing Kaufman Wren. He'll go to the baseline. Hook it home.
Just a nice little, just basically a basic basketball. Just a pick and roll and just rolled straight to the rim. They threw it up to him. He's got plenty of height, and he just went right up over Riley Minix.
Purdue by 14. Morehead State, Minix. Wide right, far side. Three ball put up by Lathan off the bottom of the glass. No. Smith has it to Jones near side. He has an open look three, and he puts it down.
And Morehead State, Preston Spradlin's got to get a timeout. This is getting ugly.
Well, for Jones now, 9 points, and we've got a timeout on the floor, and we'll step aside. 17:39 left to go in this ball game in West Lafayette. Purdue 49, Morehead State 32. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Morehead State taking a timeout. Preston Spradlin seeing Purdue go on a bit of a run to build the lead back to 17 at 49-32 with 17:39 to go. A score from the first round of the Division I NCAA soccer tournament. Morehead State falls at Florida State, the top team in the country by a count of 5-0. How do you like that? I know the soccer lingo. Nil.
You got this right now.
Now, I wish it hadn't been nil.
Yeah. One thing about this start for Morehead State, we played, almost 2.5 minutes. They're already 1 of 4 from behind the arc, only 1 of 5 from the floor. And I think Preston Spradlin, and a couple of those shots were very, very early in the shot clock. Now, granted, the second one by Khalil Thomas has a bit of a heat check. I'll give him a little bit of a pass on that. But Morehead State has to get back to doing what they do and execute the offense.
Fellwell, offensive end to our right. Up top to Miles, coming right to left behind him, Lathan. Lathan checked closely by Jones around the near side in the arc and Fellwell. 13 on the shot clock. Fellwell turns left, comes top of the key, far side to Jordan Lathan. Back out to Fellwell, wide right, open look three. Off the iron, off the glass, and good.
And there was a three that came out of the offense. They went through, they tried to look inside, they ran some clock, and then it ends up in a wide-open, really good look for Drew Fellwell.
His first points of the second half. He's now got 7 for the game. MSU down by 14, defends. Near side, Lawyer. Has it knocked away, got it back, left of the lane, Edie. Edie pounds it down on Deontay Miles, turns to the lane, puts up a hook shot, missed it off the glass, off the rim, but he's fouled.
They're going to get Khalil Thomas. He came doubling down and tried to strip Edie, and he got a lot of Edie's arms.
And for Khalil, his second foul, first of the half on Morehead State. So Zach Edey to the free throw line, where he is 7 of 7 in this ball game. He has 15 points. First free throw on the way, left it short.
You jinxed it.
Good. Let's do another one like that.
He was 7 of 7.
He's doing really well. Big guys normally don't shoot free throws as well as that. And let's see if the odds catch up to Edey. But he is normally pretty good from the line. His second free throw on the way, and he knocks this one down. He's got 16, the lead at 50-35, Boilermakers.
He puts up a pretty free throw. He has, you know, a lot of times big guys, especially as tall as he is, the shot comes off kind of flat. He still gets good arch on his, and it's a nice soft touch.
Lathan on the move, right to left toward the top of the key, wide left out there for Thelwell. 14 to shoot. Thelwell to the far side. Ricks, who just came in, threw it inside, stolen by Purdue.
Ricks has to put a little more pace on that. He just laid it out there.
Smith to Jones, driving right of the lane to the baseline. Cut off by Lason. Spins it down to Edey, and he dunks it with two hands over Miles as he actually turned him on his hip and got by him.
Yeah, Deontay Miles was just in no man's land there, and Edey couldn't do anything about it, just let him go.
Edey with 18, the lead at 17 for Purdue. Thelwell at the left wing. Skips it out front to Miles. Thelwell takes it back left to right. He'll drive to the hole. Scoop, miss. Rebound knocked away. Loose on the hardwood. Saving it in. Braden Smith for Purdue. And Drew got there, just didn't finish. Smith the other way. Now he'll take it to the hole with a layup. It's in.
And not really good help defense that time. Drew Thelwell was on him. He got picked up, got rubbed on a screen, and no help was back there on the backside.
Morehead State had been within 10. Now it's back up to 19 as far as that lead goes for Purdue.
Largest lead for the Boilers.
Miles back behind him. Lathan comes for it. Lathan on the drive to the right elbow. Jump and shoot from there. Back of the rim. Another miss for Morehead State. Rebound. Miles took it from Edey. Left of the lane. He hooks and scores.
Jerome Miles not only took it. Deontay Miles did not only take it from Edey. He went over top of Edey to get that rebound.
That was impressive right there, I've got to admit. 54-37. Morehead State down. Defend. Smith wide right off the screen from Edey. Straight away. Wide open. Kaufman Wren to the left side. And Jones. He'll step left. Shoot the three. Bang it home. Now they're starting to hit from long distance.
Yeah, they're starting to get a little bit warm. Smith with 11 now.
57-37, Purdue by 20. Thelwell to his right in between the circles. Minix, wide left, Miles controls. Edey comes out after him, hands it to Thelwell now. Thelwell, the runner from inside the lane. Back of the rim, a miss. Whistle foul. He'll get two free throws. And that foul is going to go on Smith. His first of the half on Purdue. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 14:39 left to go at Mackey Arena in West Lafayette, Indiana. Number 3, Purdue leads Morehead State 57-37 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Plumbingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Morehead State's been outscored 15-8 in the second half, now trailing Purdue 57-37 with 14:39 left to go in the ball game. MSU shooting right now at 36.6%, Purdue nearly 58%.
And the big thing here is how they've come out and started both halves. We talked about it in the first half. Morehead State spotted them 15. Here in this half, they're shooting 6 of 8 from the floor, including 2 of 3 from behind the arc. That'll get you well in a hurry.
Checking to see if we had some changes during the break.
I didn't see any.
I did not see any either, so we may be with the same 5 on either side that we had right before they stopped play to go into the break.
Yeah, no changes.
Morehead State will have Drew Thelwell at the free throw line. Thelwell has not shot a free throw in this ball game. Drew the other night, 1 of 2 at the line against Shawnee State. Here's his first of two. It'll rattle around the rim and drop through the net good. He's now at 8 points. 4 in the first half, 4 in the second.
That's a nice soft touch. It got a lot of places on the rim, but it's like throwing a beanbag up there, just kind of flopped over.
Mason Gillis checks into the Purdue lineup. Second free throw by Drew Thelwell. Rattles off this time, no good. Smith the rebound for Purdue. He'll head down the floor, picked up between the circles by Thelwell, Morehead man-to-man. Smith toward the left hash, standing dribble. Starts in, angles toward the left elbow. Spins it out to the right to Jones. To the near far side of the lane, Edie. Edie gets tangled up by Jerome Morton along with Zach Ayemi.
They're going to get Ayemi because he put both hands on a hand check. And pretty much automatic on a post player with a basketball, if you put both hands on them and keep them there, they'll give you a hot stove touch on one hand. But if you put both hands on and leave them just for even a bit, they're going to get an automatic foul.
Ayemi with his third foul comes right back out after going in. Purdue by 19 as they inbound from the baseline. Smith to Edie. To Smith and out to Jones straight away. This is a long three. High off the heel of the iron. No. Rebound Morehead State. Jerome Morton pass up the right sideline in midcourt. Knocked away out of bounds. And they're going to give it to Purdue.
Yeah,
that was a hustling Smith who got over there and knocked it off the Morehead State player.
Khalil Thomas cleared the board really well, really, really well. And really nobody was around him. He tried a quick outlet pass up the sideline and just threw it out of bounds.
Inbounding, Hyde, who returns for Purdue, is Smith. Back behind him, Gillis toward the left hash up the sideline. Jones for it, out to Smith. Smith running the right wing, clears it back out to Gillis. Bounce inside the lane, Edie to the right block. He'll hook, miss. Offensive rebound, Colvin, he puts up a shot. Blocked away, whistle foul, he'll be at the line. Check that, Gillis, excuse me.
Yeah, Gillis doing some pretty good board work. 6'8", player from Newcastle, Indiana.
Second foul on Eddie Ricks is Morehead State's third of the half. As Gillis heads to the free throw line, last year he was very good from the stripe, 80%. This will be his first free throw of the evening on the way and in. He now has 4 points. He had a first half triple.
It's his first free throw attempt of the year.
Gillis fires up the next one off the iron, off the glass. It'll roll down good. 5 for him. The Purdue lead at 59-38 at 21. 13:47 to go. Trent Scott down the right sideline. Runs to the wing. He took a bump, and I think we've got a Purdue foul.
Yeah, Lance Jones just pretty much was in his grill the whole way down and bumped him 2 or 3 times before he got to cross half court, and then finally one too many.
Jones with his second on the Boilermakers. Out front, Scott runs the right arc. Gives it off there to Morton. He lost it. Jones took it away and got it to Smith. Possible 3-on-2. Down low he goes to Hyde, who taps it up and through.
They were giving the alley-oop, and Hyde was gonna just slam it home, and he ends up batting it around both hands a couple of times, and it just fell through.
4 for Hyde, 61-38 Purdue. Here's Scott slashing left angle to the goal. Partially blocked, he missed the shot. Smith came away with it. Jones, long distance for three. That's about 30 feet out, and he drills it.
Morehead State gets a timeout. He hit that from the hash mark.
12 points now for Lance Jones. And let's see, they've hit 1, 2, 3 triples in the second half.
Yeah, they're 3 of 5 from behind the arc, and that one might have been worth 4.
You don't guard people out that far away from the goal.
No. And especially in transition, But he was feeling it. Boy, it hit nothing but net. I mean, it wasn't even close to hitting the rim.
Well, Purdue, with a 26-point lead with 13:11 to go, it was 42-29 at halftime. Morehead State had gotten to within 10, then all of a sudden the Boilermakers hit the afterburners.
Yeah, well, they haven't missed much. They've only missed four shots this half. They're 8 of 12 from the field. And out-rebounding Morehead State 8-4 in this half, 25-17 in the game. So, you know, it's Purdue's doing what Purdue does. I mean, they're really, really good, and they're starting to feel it now, and they're getting things rolling.
And the crowd likes it.
Yes, they do.
Morehead State seeing Purdue go on a 7-0 run. The Eagles have been without a field goal over the last 2 minutes and 35 seconds.
Yeah, and a 7-0 run is over on only 43 seconds, so they've been doing it fast.
MSU, the good news is, has the ball. Scott races up on Jones. They bump, no call as he runs to the left hash and gives it to Thomas and out to Ricks around the right arc to Thelwell. Against that Purdue man-to-man, skips it back out to Ricks toward the top of the key. He'll work the dribble to the far side. Back to Scott to Minix, who hasn't had many touches here in the second half. Far side, Scott for three. Back of the rim, no. Rebound slapped long, and Morehead State controls as Thelwell got it before it went across the timeline. Thelwell wide left to Ricks to the far side. Minix, he's open from three-point land. Bangs it off the rim, no good. Top of the key, it skips off to Thelwell. Back to Minix. Another three ball. This is in and out.
Wow. Morehead State just can't get the lid off.
5 of 22 from beyond the arc for Morehead State.
And those were good-looking shots. They just won't go down.
Here comes Jones the other way, missed the shot. Morehead State with it. Ricks ahead to Scott. One-on-one with Hyde. He'll take it to the goal. Missed the shot, and he took a shot from behind. That should have been a foul right there,
yeah,
but
I'm
just
going to
call him a miss.
No, Lawyer. I got to block. That's why they didn't have the whistle.
Down low it goes. There's Hyde, baseline left. Three-footer, bottom of the glass. No, I thought he had his hand, though, on his back, too, Dean, at the same time.
My head.
And Hyde fouled, and this one goes on Scott, and for Trent Scott, foul number 3. For Morehead State, foul number 4. You know, watching that block again, it was a good block by Hyde.
Yeah. He caught Trent from behind and just went up over him.
Hyde, line left, first free throw, clank, no good. Need a union card to do that. Hyde's got 4 points on a field goal in the second half and 2 free throws in the first. 6'7 redshirt freshman from, as we said, Wayzata, Minnesota. Gonna look up and see where that is exactly in the state of Minnesota. Hyde with the next one on the way. This one's perfect. He's got 5. The lead at 65-38 Purdue. One time he felt like Morehead State was in this game.
Yep.
Thelwell across the line, right of the logo, Lathan. He'll play it down left hand, run to the far hash, and back to his right between the circles, Thelwell. Thelwell checked by Jones, wide left to Thomas, to the far side, Lathan. 10 to shoot, out it goes to Thomas. Thomas on the move, backs up, and they're going to call an offensive foul as Khalil Thomas knocked over Fletcher Lawyer of Purdue, and for Thomas, his third foul.
Yeah, he just stuck a right forearm right in Foyer's or Lawyer's chest and just give just a little shove.
So you've got Thomas with 3, Trent Scott with 3, and Iami with 3, Morehead State with 5 team fouls. We've got a timeout on the floor. 11:39 to go in the ball game in West Lafayette. Purdue 65, Morehead State 38. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Our great-grandfather opened the first tent meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For 4 generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Congratulations. If you're receiving this message, you are incredibly lucky. For the McRib has decided to grace your McDonald's with its presence once again. Because everyone deserves to experience one before it's gone. But don't brag too much. A lot of the other places aren't as lucky. The McRib is back.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Break into savings as prices are falling at Allen's IGA. Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week include USDA bone-in frozen turkey breast, just $2.49 a pound. Our family canned green beans, peas, and corn, only 89 cents. And Kraft's original macaroni and cheese dinners are four for just $5. Falling prices at Allen's IGA downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Dean, we noted it before we went to the break. Purdue is up 65-38 at one time. Moorhead State early in the second half was down by just 10. You felt like at that point they were starting to really make a ball game of it, but Purdue, with all that talent, just kind of ratcheted up the intensity and started to pull away.
Yeah, Moorhead State hasn't scored in 3 minutes flat, and in those 3 minutes, they've had three turnovers, too, which really hurts. And that's instant offense back for the Boilermakers, and that's part of it. But, we've got a ways to go yet. And Moorhead State can still chip away at this and still keep going. Again, the whole key of this game and the goal of this is to compete, run your stuff, and represent yourself well.
Gillis has it toward the right hash to Hyde, Purdue in the offensive end. Hyde bouncing left between the circles. On Morton, he'll drive toward the free throw line, and he knocks over Jerome Morton, and that'll be an offensive foul on Camden Hyde, his first foul, and number three on Purdue.
Hyde doesn't look real thrilled with the official, but that was about one of the easiest calls that official will have all year.
Far side, Morton on the inbound, drops it backcourt to Thelwell. Thelwell across the line, checked by Jones, who fronts him, skips it right side, coming left to right forward Morton. Morton on Lawyer. Out to Lathan. He'll drive to the hole, put it off the window as he goes down. It'll roll and go.
Nice play. But Jordan, he took a little bit of contact, was able to hang in there and still put it up in good order.
Five for Jordan Lathan tonight. MSU down by 25 defends with 10:57 to go. Purdue offensive end, and now what do we have here?
Jordan Lathan was up against Lawyer, and Lawyer made a little cut around a screen, and Jordan just grabbed him.
That's Jordan Lathan's third.
Six foul on Moorhead State in a half.
So the next one puts Purdue at the line. Fletcher inbounding, right hash, 21 on the shot clock to Smith. He'll come forward, left of the paint, dump inside the lane. And for the easy slam, it's Caleb first. 6'10 junior from Fort Wayne. Trailing the play and a good feed from Smith. Thelwell at the right arc, leaves it at the near sideline. Lathan, he'll curl out front, far side. To Morton, to Ricks, back to Morton. Between the circles, Lathan. Around the left to Ricks. Morehead State on the attack. Here's Lathan, right side, fadeaway three ball. That goes down.
I like that play. Jerome Morton came from the left wing and came across the lane or through the key and drew a little bit of a defense, and he just dumped it off to Jordan.
Smith behind the head feed. Straight away, first for a three. He missed it. Lathan, a rebound. Had it knocked away by Smith, but got it back. To the right of the logo into the offensive end. Jordan on the drive to the paint. The runner left angle from five. No floor rebound. Picked off by first. Purdue with it. Lawyer. Lawyer to the far side. Gillis. Back to Lawyer. To Smith, wide left. Being fronted by Miles. Big size mismatch, but Smith also much quicker. He'll roll high right, penetrate on Ricks, put up the runner, the floater wouldn't go. Floor rebound, Moorhead State. Eagles head down the floor. Comes off to Thelwell at the near side, stepping left and can't find the shot ball. Knocked away as he tried to get it out to Ricks. Ricks driving in. To the near corner, Jerome Lathan with a three ball with the left hand. Spins out, no good.
Yeah, that was Morton actually with the left hand shot and just couldn't. Another good shot. And it was, looks like halfway down and something's rattling out.
And Purdue can't control the rebound, lost it out of bounds. Colvin coming in for Purdue.
Riley Minix comes in for Moorhead State.
Minix has not scored in the second half after having 16 points in the first stanza. MSU the inbound. Morton has it, near side to Lathan. He'll step into a three and an air ball. Saved in, though, by Minix. Eagles control. Thelwell. Left angle drive. To the near corner to Morton. Tap. And out of bounds it goes. Last touch by the Boilermakers, so Morehead State will have an inbound with seven on the shot clock. That was Fletcher Lawyer who came in there and deflected the ball.
Morehead State has to know you only have seven on the clock, so you got to get something going quickly.
Lathan on the inbound. Near side. Morton off the screen for three. Nope, off the rim. Morehead State collects the rebound. Lathan high right. Minix is open from three-point land. That bangs off the iron, no good. Morehead State can't buy a three. 6 of 27 in this ball game. They've had some good looks and just not putting them down. Now at the other end, Gillis will try a three, and he hits. 8 points from Mason Gillis, 70-43. Morehead State down by 27, mainly because of the lack of offense.
Yeah, they just did. Just cold right now.
Eagles have Fellwell controlling. Wide left to Morton. Far side Lathan. He'll angle in on the dribble. Take it to the hole, scoop it up, back of the rim, and good.
Jordan Lathan finally breaks the ice for Morehead State. It's been a drought.
10 points for Jordan, 70-45. Morehead State down with just over 8 minutes to go. Smith curling around the top of the key, behind the back feed, got it to first. He'll take it in, fake a man in the air, and then dunk it.
First just set a high ball screen up on top of the key and just rolled to the bucket, got it to him, and Morehead State's defense was porous that time.
Purdue by 27. Lathan inside the right hash, high left to Minix. Splits two defenders, comes to the hole with a right-hand scoop and score.
A slick little move by Riley. That time, Riley Minix just, like you said, a little right-hand scoop shot. Got the ball well out in front of him, away from the defender, was able to get it to go down.
His first 2 points of the second half, he's got 18 for the game. Gillis out front, to the right side first. He's open. He'll shoot the lefty three. Left it short off the rim. Free throw line rebound. Lathan, Morehead State. Up the far sideline, offensive end. Back to Morton, trailing. Comes between the circles. High left, out to Miles. Right to left for it. Fellwell, he'll slash in there. To the far side, three ball put up and missed by Lathan. Board cleared off by Smith. Smith down the floor to a wide open first. Fakes a man in the air, another man in the air. Tries to go up for the layup or dunk, and he's fouled as he does so, so he'll be at the line. That foul on Morehead State's Riley Minix, his second. Seven fouls on Morehead State. Purdue in the bonus. That takes us to a media timeout. 7 minutes to play in the ball game. It's Purdue 72, Morehead State 47. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
If you go off-road, go to Major Brands. Get a $100 reward card after online submission when you purchase four new select BF Goodrich Terrain tires. That's a $70 rebate plus a $30 bonus rebate. Any other purchase of four new BF Goodrich tires from Major Brands gets you $50. Offer valid through November 27th. Get more details at bfgoodrichtires.com or stop in either Major Brands location. Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Welcome back. I'm Chuck Moraz along with Dean Hart, and Morehead State trailing at Purdue with 7 minutes to go, 72-47. Dean, Morehead State could be in this ball game, but in the second half, ice cold from three-point land for the game now, 6 of 28 from long distance.
Yeah, you just never know what you're going to see in a basketball game during timeouts.
And I think this is going to be a good three-point shooting team as things develop over the season.
They will, but it's just, it's now it's at the point of just kind of ridiculousness.
3 of 14, by the way, in the second half.
Yeah, and most of them It was a couple. I thought, man, okay, maybe shaky shots. But we talked about it when the first five shots they took were threes in this half, and three of them were pretty launched pretty quick. So, but other than that, they've taken pretty good shots, and a lot of them just rattled. Looks like they're going down and just rattle off. And I'll give Purdue a little bit of credit, but they're a good defensive team. But honestly, Morehead stuff is working. The patterns they're running, the things they're trying to do, they're yielding wide open shots.
First will be line left after being fouled in the act. He'll get two free throws. First has not been to the line in this ball game. Last year he was 59% from the free throw stripe. Caleb First, 6'10 junior from Fort Wayne, Indiana, goes 225 pounds. First free throw is up and in. And the lead back to 26 for the Boilermakers.
I see Jordan Lathan over on the far side of the lane line. And he was flexing his right arm. And I noticed at the Shawnee State game here Wednesday night in Johnson Arena that he was using one of those percussion massager guns. So don't know if he's just gets tired or if he's got maybe a mild injury.
First missed the next free throw. Morehead State got the rebound. Scott has it at the right wing offensive end. Wide left to Thomas, jump feed on the skip, high left to Minix. He'll drive baseline left. He'll take it to the hole, miss the short shot. Right hand off the glass, off the rim. No, got his own rebound now, and put it back up and missed as he stole it back. Lathan down low with the bucket for Morehead State. Iemi, who just came back in.
Yeah, Iemi playing with four fouls. And give Riley Minix a ton of credit there. He just wouldn't give up on the possession.
Morehead State defends inside the half-court line. Smith between the circles. Works off a screen by First. Comes left, goes right. Now back out to Waddell. Down the near side, Colvin. On the move for a three. Hits it.
Well, that's a really slick little shot by Colvin. Just rubbed off the ball screen. The Morehead State defender, I couldn't tell who it was. It might have been Layton. Put it right up in with a defender right there on him.
From the far side, Thomas will try to answer with his own three. Yes. Khalil now with six on a couple of triples, and Morehead State down 76-52.
It's good to see one go down on that end of the floor.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Near side First holding, backed off on defense, Iemi. Head of the key, Kaufman Wren. Purdue works the offense, 14 to shoot. Colvin driving right of the lane with a finger roll and hit the iron twice and go in.
It's pretty good sealed, and I couldn't tell who it was, a Purdue player, but they put just a nice little seal screen and prevented Morehead State defender and helped defending over.
Lathan inside the right hash from Scott. Drives in, fades, fires from 15, got it.
That could easily been an and one, too.
He
got his legs bumped. Maybe the official thought he kicked his legs out a little bit, a la Kobe Bryant.
78-54, Purdue, 4:52 left to go. Smith inside the right hash, Kaufman ran out the First. Coming around left to right behind him, Colvin for a three, but First had traveled before he got him the ball, and that's the eighth Purdue turnover, just eight in the ball game.
It's been clean that way. Morehead only has nine, so it's been clean that way. It's been pretty good defense, really good defense by Purdue, and I think the most part, Morehead State's played pretty good defense.
Morehead State will have the ball, trailing by 24. Coming in for Purdue was Will Berg, a 7'2 redshirt freshman from Stockholm, Sweden. I think that's a bit east of here. Scott the other way at the right arc, lost the handle, got it back, feeds it back out to Iemi. Coming out left to right, Thomas to the far side. Lathan for three, missed it, front of the rim, free throw line rebound. Jones streaking down the floor, takes it to the hole, blocked by Minix and out of bounds. As Jones goes flying into the end zone cameraman.
There's bodies all over the place. Morehead State had a player down too. I couldn't tell who it was.
Purdue will keep the basketball. It was actually Scott who stripped the ball away and he went down. Good play by Trent Scott defending Jones.
Jones was looking at the official and said, you know, there's probably a foul there.
Now at the baseline, here's a shot that's hit from the corner. And that'll be a three. Who hit it?
Hyde. No way.
Colvin, I think.
Yeah, you're right.
He's got eight. MSU down 81-54 with 4:05 to go. Lathan out to Scott. Scott toward the left elbow, double team. Wide right, Minix. Fakes, looks, go down low. Iami, shot blocked, and Purdue has it. They'll work it the other way to Hyde at the right wing. Three ball put up, bottom of the glass, no. Nowhere close to the rim. Thomas has it. He'll bring it to the right sideline, offensive end. Ball out, Lathan to Iami, back to Lathan. Lathan to the right elbow. He'll jump, shoot on the fadeaway from there. Miss it. Floor rebound, fought for, and Purdue comes up with it.
Jordan kind of got himself Jones. A little bit of no man's land there with that shot. Didn't really have much to do with it.
He'll dish it as he drives inside to Berg. Partially blocked by Iami. Ball loose. Out of bounds it goes, and it looks like Trent Scott knocked down. Took one off the noggin, and we have a timeout on the floor. 3:17 to play in West Lafayette. Number 3, Purdue leads Morehead State 81-54. I'm Chuck Morales with Dean Harden. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
There was a foul on Camden Hyde of Purdue before we went to the break. It'll be his third and the fourth on the Boilers. Number 3, Purdue leads in this ball game handily, 81-54 with 3 minutes and 17 seconds to go. Don't forget, tomorrow the Morehead State football team will play its final home game of the season as they take on PFL leader Davidson at 1 p.m. It's senior day and 18 players. For Morehead State, will be honored.
It's supposed to be decent weather, I think, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mid-50s and sunny?
Yeah, that's
not bad.
Nice for
middle
November.
Of October?
Yeah.
Or middle of November?
Yeah,
take it.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Morehead State will have the basketball. Eddie Ricks will inbound to go 94 feet left to right. Scott comes back for the basketball. He'll be checked all the way down the hardwood by Lance Jones. Morehead State 7 of 30 from three-point land in this ball game. It could be a different game if Morehead State had hit a few more of those shots. Ricks on the move to the right elbow. Wide left to Minix. He'll fade and fire a three. Oof. Another miss for Morehead State from long distance. Free throw line rebound to Jones as he clears it out and comes the other way right to left.
Yeah, that was not a miss. That was not just a miss. That was a break.
I don't know if it's the legs or what for Morehead State. Berg has it toward the right elbow. He'll turn it left a couple of steps. Now the ball knocked away by Minix. Berg will track it down. Far sideline toward the midcourt line. Off it goes to Waddell. He misses the layup. And then Berg, the follow-up, scores his first points. Purdue 83, Morehead State 54.
Berg is a prototypical Purdue big man. 7'2", 255.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Minix has the pass. He's double-teamed near the free throw line. Right to left behind him. Scott for the basketball. Trent on the drive. Ball knocked away, and we've got a foul on Purdue. And this is going to go on Jones, his third. And number 5 on the Boilermakers. In for Purdue is Chase Martin, who played just 4 games last year for the Boilers. 6'2 senior from Columbia, Missouri. Also in there is Carson Barrett. 6'5 senior from Lafayette, Indiana. They're starting to empty their bench.
Just on a note there, Chase Martin, the son of Quenzo Martin, used to be at Tennessee, the coach.
Rick's right baseline drive to the hole, lays it up and in over Berg. Good strong drive by Eddie Ricks. He's got 6 points. Inside 2 minutes to play. Martin across the line. To the far side, Waddell. Shot high right for three, partially blocked. Morehead State with it. Down the floor come the Eagles. Scott, top of the key, has it. To the near side to Ricks. Ricks toward the left elbow. Bounce near side of the lane to Minix. Minix trying to take it to the lane to his left. Turns in a triple team. Straight away. There's Scott behind him. He'll scoop, miss, rebound, Purdue. Barrett with it. Down the floor. Ball knocked away from Colvin. Out of bounds at the left sideline by Morehead State.
Yeah, George Marshall was over there, and actually the ball just bounced off his foot.
George Marshall in for the first time tonight for MSU, 6'3" sophomore from Jackson, Mississippi. Colvin inside the left hash on the inbound, 25 to shoot, 125 to go in the game. To Martin. Martin dancing high left, turns it right, driving into two MSU players. The runner off the angle, fires, misses, but Berg cleans it up and scores it off the glass. He's got four. 85 to 56. Scott the other way. To Thomas, to Ricks, and now we've got an offensive foul on Morehead State's Trent Scott, who has his fourth personal.
Just a 10th turnover for Morehead State. It played very, both teams played very cleanly on the offensive end. 8 for Purdue.
Morehead State with 18 fouls. Purdue with the ball, 1:01 to go in the game. Martin to the offensive end. To the far side to Barrett. Looks for something to cut. Out he goes instead between the circles. Waddell. He'll play it down inside the paint. Spin to his right. Fire from 13. Off the glass. It'll roll and go. And Waddell also fouled. And they're going to call this one on Khalil Thomas, his fourth. And the 9th on MSU.
Thomas just didn't pound him. He just got enough of his arm. Draw the whistle.
Brian Waddell with his first points, the 6'6 sophomore from Carmel, Indiana. He'll be line left trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play with his team up by 31, and he missed the free throw. Rebound Ricks, saves it into Minix. Minix to the offensive end, back behind him to Thelwell. Back to Minix, between the circles. Back to Thelwell, out to Minix toward the top of the key. He'll drive the lane. Triple team right side, Ricks, and I think Minix was fouled as he tried to get to the hole.
He was fouled a couple of times. I think they're going to get King for it.
Looks like Barrett.
Barrett, okay.
His first.
It was between King and Barrett. I think Berg was the part of that.
Sixth foul on Purdue in the second half. Comes with 31.5 ticks left to go. 20 on the shot clock. Minix baseline left on the inbound. Out to Thelwell up top. Drew holding, looking, plays it down. Takes it left arc out to Minix. Minix moving in free throw line. Spins it back out on the hop to Thelwell. Stepping right, near side to Brady Dingus. Down the baseline, Ricks tries to put up a shot as he got to the goal. Blocked away, and he'll get two free throws after being fouled. And this foul is going to go on Berg, his first.
Yeah, big Will Berg came over in a help position as Eddie Ricks beat his man on the baseline. And Berg slid over just a little late, but met him right there at the rim. Which Berg didn't have to go very far to get to the rim.
Ricks has 6 points in this ball game. Will now shoot his first free throw. He'll get two line right with 16.6 seconds to go. First free throw up and a miss. Too strong off the back of the rim. Ricks is a high schooler last year in Clarksville, Tennessee. Averaged over 24 points a game and nearly 9 rebounds. Second free throw by Eddie is in. He's got 7. Morehead State down by 30. Defends with 15 seconds to go. Let's see if Purdue just dribbles out the rest of the clock. Martin with it. Guarded loosely by Thelwell, who's backed off and not really coming after him. 5 seconds now. 4, 3, 2, 1. And this one's over in West Lafayette. Number 3, Purdue rolls to an 87-57 victory over Morehead State. I'm Chuck Meraz with Dean Harden. We'll come back to start our post-game report. In a couple of minutes, you're on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Morehead State at Purdue tonight, losing to the number three Boilermakers, 87-57. The Boilers now 2-0. Morehead State falls to 1-2. Dean Harden, as we look at this ball game, it was a 30-point game. But if you look at Morehead State's shooting, just over 34% of the contest, and below average is what we think this will be for MSU this season. 7 of 31 outside the arc, a lot of good looks that didn't go down. That's only 22.6%.
Yeah, and I know you're going to go through the numbers, so I won't bother to do that. But, yeah, if you're Morehead State and you look around, say, you know, a lot of stuff that they tried to do, they did pretty well. Their system worked. It got them open looks. And that's all the coach can do is get the open look. You can't shoot it for them. I didn't think there were a lot of tough shots put up by Morehead State or bad shots. It mentioned a couple during the play. But all in all, the offense worked. It did what it was supposed to do against a really, really good defensive team. On the other end of the floor, I thought Morehead State defensively did pretty well. You're always going to have a breakdown here or there, but I thought the defense from Morehead State played pretty well. I was a little surprised early in the second half that they didn't go to Edie a lot and just see if he could just play bully ball with them. And who knows, maybe Matt Painter for Purdue is trying to work on some things himself. It's early, you know, we're still in the first week of the season. But overall, you know, Morehead State looks, and if you just look at it, wow, we got beat 30. But Morehead State fans look at it, there were some good things there. I think there were some good things that Preston Spradlin and the staff can go and show the players, hey, look, we did this, it worked well. We just didn't knock the shot down. I think there's some positives there, and I think there's obviously brighter days ahead for this Eagle team.
Once again, the final score, 87-57. Third-ranked Purdue beats Morehead State at Mackey Arena in West Lafayette. Coming back to look at the numbers from this contest after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Flathead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Moorhead, just off I-64 exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorhead.com.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I'm Chuck Morales with Dean Harden. Moorhead State falls at Purdue tonight. The third-ranked Boilermakers beat MSU 87-57. Let's go into the numbers from this contest. First of all, for victorious Purdue, their star, Zach Edey, led the way. He ended up with 18 points, 5 of 8 shooting, 8 of 9 from the free throw line. He also had a team-high 8 rebounds. He tied in that category with Braden Smith, who also had 8. Smith, by the way, chipped in with 11 assists. Also in double figures for the Boilermakers, Lance Jones, he had 15 points. Braden Smith, who we just mentioned, 11 points. Those were the three Purdue players in twin figures. From there, you drop down to Kaufman Wren with 9, Gillis with 8, Coleman with 8. 5 points apiece for First and Hyde. 4 points coming from Will Berg. 2 points apiece, Lawyer and Waddell. No other Boilermaker player who got into this game scored. Purdue ended up 30 of 55 from the field, 54.5% from three-point land, 8 of 23 at the line, 19 of 24, that's over 79%. They out-rebounded Moorhead State 38 to 31. Purdue in this ball game turned the ball over 8 times. Checking out the Moorhead State box score, 2 players in double figures. Riley Minix, for the third game in a row, leads the Eagles. He had 18 points. Jordan Lathan had 12 points. 8 points for Drew Thelwell. 7 for Eddie Ricks. 6 for Khalil Thomas. 2 points each. Zach Iemi, Trent Scott, and Deontay Miles. Jerome Morton, George Marshall, and Brady Dingus also played but did not score. Moorhead State, just 23 of 67 from the floor, 34.3%. 7 of 31 from three-point land, only 22.6%. At the line, only 6 tries, 4 makes, just about 67%. Again, Moorhead State out-rebounded, 38-31. Moorhead State's top rebounder was Jordan Lathan. He ended up with 8. Eddie Ricks had 7. Moorhead State had 12 offensive rebounds. Turned the ball over 10 times in the contest. Again, the final score, Moorhead State falls at Purdue, 87-57. Back with another segment of our post-game report after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
In a world without Mountain Dew, life would be pretty dull. So grab yourself a Mountain Dew and get that incomparable blast of neon citrus flavor. Hey, if you're not having an outrageously good time, you're not drinking Dew. Do the Dew.
Welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious.
Transport yourself to an alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Zero sugar. All Dew.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Welcome back to the studio. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Dean Harden. Time to name our MSU star of the game. Morehead State falls tonight at number 3, Purdue, 87-57. And for the third straight game, Riley Minix, the grad transfer from Vero Beach, Florida, earns the honor. He had a team-high 18 points, 2 of 8 also from three-point land. Ended up in this contest with a couple of rebounds, a block shot, and a steal. Riley Minix, our MSU star of the game. Some Morehead State athletic notes right now we would like to point out, and we'll let you know that the MSU soccer team, the women, fell tonight in the first round of the NCAA tournament to top-rated Florida State in Tallahassee, 5-0. The Morehead State women's basketball team will play on Sunday at 3 p.m. Broadcast time is 2:45 with Tom Lewis. The Morehead State football team will wrap up its home schedule tomorrow. It's senior day. They'll honor 18 MSU players during that contest as the Eagles take on Davidson at 1 p.m. And that game will start with a pregame show on the ESN at 12:30. Special thanks, as always, to my broadcast partner, Dean Harden, and to our engineer and producer, Mr. Ian Corbin. I'm Chuck Mraz. Again, the final score from West Lafayette, Indiana tonight, third-ranked Purdue 87, Morehead State 57. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.